As classes resumed in New Brunswick on Tuesday with online learning, many parents expressed frustration, saying their children struggle to learn from home. Other concerns include balancing childcare with work and social isolation for kids. In December, the provincial government announced the move away from in-person classes to curb the rapid spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. CHMA reached out to parents to ask how their family will be affected. Sackville resident Angela Larson has a 10-year-old son who normally has an educational assistant at school. He needs special encouragement to get his schoolwork done, she said.
I work shift work, so I'm here sometimes, but the other times my mother is watching him, so I don't want to burden her with having to argue with him about doing his work. So those days, it doesn't get done.
Larson said she didn't expect schools would close except in case of a full lockdown, so parents would be able to stay with their kids. Cheryl Colbert is the parent of a 15-year-old daughter with a learning disability. Colbert said she's expecting a very frustrating time without one-on-one help for her daughter. Colbert works from home, but it's still difficult to provide the necessary support, she said.
Because my work schedule does not work around the school schedule. So I'm at work and I'm really busy and I don't have time to sit down and try to help.
Education Minister Dominic Cardy has acknowledged the education of students in New Brunswick has suffered because of online learning. According to Cardy, the most vulnerable students, such as those at risk of dropping out or not having enough food at home, will still be able to access schools in person. Colbert believes her daughter should have been included in that group.
It's really hard for her to focus in an online setting. She needs the actual one-on-one interaction.
She also questioned how low-income families would manage, particularly if they lack a high-speed internet connection. The provincial government previously said the measures will be in place for 2 weeks and then will be reassessed weekly. For CHMA, this is David Gordon-Koch.